Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focused on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we continue our discussion on disconnecting. And when we started our discussion yesterday, I talked about vacation. And vacation is the perfect way to disconnect for longer periods of time. You go away. The goal is to get completely absorbed in whatever it is that you're doing on your vacation and not to really spend any time thinking about work because you really and truly want to disconnect and get away. But in order to vacation and in order to have that peace of mind, you have to find someone that you can trust. And that's really where I want to go today. So the thing you have to realize is without having someone you can trust, you have to either figure out a way to fully automate your business, which unless you're running self-serve car washes is pretty tough to do, or you have to find someone that you can really trust to cover for you. And that means somebody that can do the things that you do day to day, someone who can make decisions, somebody who has good judgment, and someone who is morally in the right place. And this all begins in the interview. If you're interviewing somebody, you've got to test for these things. And I think when you interview somebody, especially for a role as critical as covering for yourself, you've got to make some very tough decisions there. And I think you've got to put them to a test. And you've got to figure out if they're that right person. You know, are they in the right place in from a moral standpoint? Are they smart enough? Can they think on their feet? Do they have the right background to be able to help you and to be able to make a big difference? And then once you get them in, I think you've got to start training them. And that's an ongoing process of training. So it's not only hiring the right person, it's training them. And part of training is testing and giving them autonomy in certain places and seeing how they performed. So if you leave early for a couple hours and you leave them in charge, how do they do? Do you check up on them? And some of this means you've got to do some what some people would call micromanagement, especially at the beginning, to make sure that those routines are established, but help them establish the routines to make them good at what they do. Now, that if you're dealing with a subordinate, you have a tremendous amount of control. But in some cases, you may be dealing with a counterpart. So it could be somebody that does what you do in another part of the country or has a similar role to you within your organization, and you may need to have that person to cover for you. And so that is about asking for favors. And if you're gonna ask for something, you probably want to be giving something in return. And so part of that is agreeing to do the same for them and going over and above for them when that comes up. So if they're on vacation, you offer to cover for them when they're on vacation, and you literally tell them the things you did for them while they were gone. Problems that you solved, things that you took care of, sales that were made in your absence. Because the key is to be able to walk away and have somebody take care of your business for you. And I think in the end, it comes down to not only hiring the right person and training the right person, but taking care of those people once they're there. Once you establish that they can cover for you, make sure they're compensated fairly. You know, if it's a counterpart, make sure you're doing something for them. You know, bring them back a gift. Do something to acknowledge them. Say something to their supervisor or their boss that makes them look very good and make sure they find out about it. But you have to make sure that once you find that person that you trust, that you take care of that person. Now, if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would just ask you to subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I would just ask you for the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is committing to joining me for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing the daily disconnection, how you can disconnect on a daily basis. But for today, I want you to think about your ability to get away. Can you do it? And if you can't, you need to find someone that you trust that can cover for you, and that could require hiring the right person, training the right person, and rewarding that right person. but make sure you find someone you trust. And that's where it all begins.